I'd like to welcome you back to All Daf Staff and Practicers. I remember that I had a friend in yeshiva who typically would make his tie Friday afternoon before Shabbos and would leave it made, would leave the knot done through Shabbos until Motzei Shabbos. To leave Motzei Shabbos, that's when he would undo the knot for his tie. There was one Friday night when Amil Davening, someone pointed out to him that his tie had a stain. So immediately following Davening, he went back to the dorm to get a new tie. But when he was making his new tie, we realized that it could be there's a problem, it could be there's a halachic problem of making such a tie on Shabbos. Because the way that he made his tie, there, as everyone knows, there are different ways of making a tie, but the way he made his tie was such that it could be halachically called a niva agabe kesher. He first made a knot, and above it made a bow. Now, there are certain ways of making ties that it's just the bow. You're able to pull one end and the whole thing falls apart. But other ways of making ties are such that it's a kesher v'algaba v'aniva, and that was the way in which he made his ties. And the Mishnah Berurah paskins in Aruch Chaim Shin Yud Zayin, that such a construct, if you have a knot and above it a bow, you're not allowed to make such a knot on Shabbos. It would be the malacha, Shabbos of kosher, if you intend to leave it for more than 24 hours. At least midrabanan, it would be a problem if you plan on leaving it for more than 24 hours. That would be categorized as a kesher shel kayama. And therefore, we pointed out to him that you're making your tie now. You're going to undo it late Motzei Shabbos. That's more than 24 hours after you make it. That would be a problem. Typically, he made his ties before Shabbos. There wasn't any issues. But if here he was going to make the tie on Shabbos, it would potentially be a problem of kosher. So he suggested that's not a problem at all. He'll make sure to undo the tie within 24 hours. So it won't be a kesher shel kayama. But the truth is that that's very problematic. Based on the Gemara in today's daf, Ervin Daf Kofei, the Gemara was talking about the Mishnah, already introduced to us this concept of making a knot for a harp. If the string snapped on Shabbos and you wanted to make a knot. So the Gemara says that potentially it'll be a doraisa if you make a kesher. And the Gemara makes this distinction between an aniva, a bow, and a kesher, but potentially it could be a problem doraisa if you want to make a knot. Rukveger points out, I don't understand. Why would it be a doraisa, even if you make a knot, why can't you decide that you're going to undo the knot within 24 hours? If you decide that you're going to undo it within 24 hours, it's no longer going to be a kesher shel kayama. It's not going to be a lasting knot, which wouldn't be a problem on Shabbos. So why would the Gemara say that it could be a problem d'oraisa if you make this knot for the harp on Shabbos? So the Bir Halacha, the beginning of Siman Shin Yud Zayin, proves from this Gemara that as long as the circumstances, the context that you're making this knot is such that typically it would last for more than 24 hours, even though you make a decision because of halachic considerations in order to avoid transgressing the prohibition of making it on Shabbos, that wouldn't make it that it's no longer a kesher shel kayama. We're able to determine, categorize the knot, whether it's a kesher shel kayama or not, not based on your specific situation, what you decided you wanted to do, but rather whether the circumstances would dictate that you would do that, absent the halacha, not that you decided because it otherwise would be a problem. And therefore, since this fellow, typically, he would have only undone it after 24 hours, even though he would decide now in order to make sure that he's not going to transgress any prohibitions he wants to do within 24 hours, that wouldn't be sufficient, and it could still potentially be a problem. Now, he could just make a tie the other way. He could just make a bow. There are other ways of making ties that wouldn't be a problem, but the way he typically made a tie on Shabbos, that would be a problem. And I'd just like to take this opportunity to wish a tremendous mazel tov to all the Mesayimim, all those that are finishing Meseches Erevin, especially to those who began Daf Yomi in the beginning, went through Meseches Brachos, went through Shabbos, went through Erevin. This is the third Mesechta, there's a Chazaka now. My bracha is the same way that you're able to be Mesayim, Brachos, Shabbos, and Erev in the first three Mesechtas, that should be able to be an indication that you'll have the Siyata Deshmaya to be able to continue on, and in Mirtz Hashem, finish all of Shas.